Are you ready, Alabama?
Hello? Who's there? What's going on?
You're listening to our number two in the doghouse.
Whatever's happening here, just knock it off.
Call the big dog now at 866-485-9867.
These kids are weird, man. They're weird.
Live from the Big Dog Production Studios.
How you doing?
It's the Tom Abraham Show.
That might be listed in Revelations as the cause for the apocalypse.
Here he is, the head of the household, the Big Dog.
You're the smartest guy I've ever met.
Tom Abraham.
You want me to do this crap?
I guess I'm on here. Am I on? Can somebody respond?
And welcome back, hour number two of the Tom Abraham Show, right here on Sports Radio 730-1039, The Ump. And you can get in now. We got open lines. Right now, we got open lines. 866-485. Wait a minute. Let me put my call screen up, will you? Because I say right now, and then Grumpy calls, and then I don't take his call right away. And then he says, I don't take calls when I say I'm taking calls. So I will take calls in this segment of the show, 866-485-9867. And I have my call screen up now, okay? So I'll know that you're there if you're there, if you want to get into the radio show. All right? I talk about Pro Day at Alabama, that's fine. You want to talk about how weird it was that Rich Rod was there and that Lyle Jones was wearing crimson and white gear, that's fine. Which was weirder? How weird would it be? What would have happened if Rich Rod had ever actually taken the Alabama job? Would open up the West Virginia job, where Nick Saban is from. But I don't think West Virginia gets Saban. I think Saban stays another year in Miami. Then Michigan goes after Saban. And I think he ends up terrorizing the Big Ten. And I think Urban Meyer stays in Florida and doesn't have a heart attack getting whipped by Saban. I mean, it's just everything changed. It's like the whole access of college football changed right at that particular moment in time. A lot of mock drafts floating around out there as well, now coming off of the combine. Now pro days are starting up. People are coming up with crazy scenarios. Some are coming up with legit scenarios. One I saw today had the Browns flip-flopping with the Giants, who had the number two pick in the first round, so that the Giants could take Josh Allen out of Wyoming, and then the Cleveland Browns take Bradley Chubb at two and Baker Mayfield at four. And the Colts take Saquon Barkley at three. All right, so before I get into anything else that I thought was moderately interesting, let me see what T-Mac has, because she had something that he thought I'd be interested in. So what do you got, T-Mac?
Well, I did think you would be a little interested in it. It is breaking news that the Rams are trading Alec Ogletree, the 2013 first-round pick out of Georgia.
Are they? I didn't see that one.
It just popped up. He got traded to New York. He's going to the Giants.
Okay.
So, and also, I forgot, it's mainly just something I forgot to tell you. It's something I did over the weekend. It's starting to come back in. I shaved it off, Big Dog. I shaved it off.
Get the hell out of here. The whole thing?
The face, man, it's gone.
Well, what? Send me a picture. Do something.
I'll send you the pic.
Did you tweet it?
No, I didn't. I didn't tweet it out there. I only sent it to my wife and my brother and sister. But
why did you have to send it to your wife? Didn't she see you?
Well, she was gone over the weekend. She was gone over the
weekend. You shaved while she was gone over the weekend?
Yeah, I did.
Have you kept it smooth?
No.
Is it let it come back now already?
The stubble's coming back. But it's definitely a big culture shock. I walked around here yesterday, and just to show you how much people pay attention around here, I got asked three times Monday and Tuesday if I'd gotten a haircut.
Yeah. So it's always weird when I shaved mine off on Sunday. I guess it was Sunday. Yeah, Sunday morning. Yeah, I shaved mine Sunday morning. I had it going. I had it go about 10 days. I like the way it looks for me. I like it. And I trim it up nice. And, you know, if you go to my Facebook page, you can see a picture of what it looks like when I have a tight beard. There's a picture of me and the Junkyard Babe there. But Sunday morning, you know, she doesn't like it. She won't say whether she likes the look. She goes, I like the look either way. But she just doesn't like the way it feels. And, you know, when she hits me with that, when she's feeling frisky, it's got to come off, you know? I mean, it's just got to come off.
And, so,
you know,
so
it
if
kills
you,
me because I really want to keep it.
So if it's grown out long, then that's a bad sign. If the big dog's got a long beard, then I mean,
well,
the big
no, because there, it doesn't mean that's been the, you know, it's not like, okay, that's the last time I shaved. It's not that severe, because there's that middle of the night friskiness, which sometimes is just, you know, that spontaneous friskiness that happens that, you know, doesn't involve a lot of face action, if you know what I'm saying. But that early morning friskiness, you know, if she's feeling cuddly and all that kind of stuff and she wants a kissy, kissy, cuddle, cuddle, it's like, that's like sandpaper on my face. That's like sandpaper on my face.
I guess
you like your beard better than you like me. You know, when I get that, I guess you like your beard better than you like me. You know what that means.
Oh, yeah, it's got to come off now.
Got to go. It's got to go. And then it's like my face is all red and raw. I look like I lost a fight with Edward Scissorhands or something. I hate it. Drives me nuts. But in any event. All right, so those are the things you wanted to tell me?
Yeah. Like I said, the Ogletree trade broke, I mean, as soon as we were coming back. But, yeah, I shaved it off, Big Dog. And honestly, it was a little uneven, but the main reason was while she was gone, I was sitting at the house. I was curious. Mm-hmm. I hadn't shaved my face completely in almost 5 years. So I wanted to see what I looked like under
there. You got a lot of stubble back already.
Yeah.
Holy mackerels. That's where you must have some Italian in you.
It came in quick.
Comes in pretty quick. See, that's when she's not going to like it, because when it's stubbly, usually it's. But see, if it were me, I'd trim the neck up a little bit, and I would stick with that length right there, just maybe a little bit longer. That would be the extent of it. That's how I like it. But that's when it's really rough, you know?
Yeah, I got to grow my back, man. I miss it already.
I wouldn't bring it any more in than that. And wait till you get a little sun and everything else. I'm just saying.
She likes the full beard.
I've been told that I need to stay clean shaven for Bassmaster Classic TV in 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they were said that. I said, should I shave the beard or not? And they're like, yeah, we'd like you to be clean shaven. And I'm like, ah.
Right. They know you're Italian, right?
Yeah. Well, that's what I said, you know. And it's like, Zona's Italian. He gets to have his goatee. He'll be on there with his goatee. And they're like, well, yeah. But,
you'll have to shave it 30 seconds before y'all go on. I mean, you might have the shadow back before
I'll have to
you
shave every day of the classic. I mean, it's a 3-day deal. I think I'm going to be on TV all 3 days. I'll have to shave every day. All right, let's go to the lines. In order of the longest wait, Kenny Trill. Trill, what's going on, man?
What's going on, Big Dog?
You are?
Man, my wife kind of likes the tight beard trim, you know, nice neckline and everything. She's totally opposite. She likes
Is yours rough? Little
beard.
Is yours rough though? Some people's beard is like peach fuzz, so that it isn't bad. My beard is coarse. My beard is pretty rough, you know.
Well, mine used to be pretty coarse. She's been keeping me in my in some kind of beard cream. And I tell you
really?
What, softens it up, Big Dog.
That might be what I need. I may have to go down. Yeah.
It's got beard cream and beard softener. Great.
Oh,
love it.
What's it called?
Cremo. It just sounds beard cream.
It just sounds weird. Cremo. Say, honey,
I
got some
Cremo. I know. That's what I thought at first. I got it for Christmas last year. And
okay.
I was like, man, I'm not putting no stuff on my beard. I got a man beard. And next thing you know, I got a little soft beard.
Well, Cremo might work out good. I mean, if I go with a little Cremo, I mean, I might get a little kisso, you know? That might work out.
That's right. You won't have to shave as much. That's the key. You don't have to shave as much. Once you start poking her and pricking her and stuff, she hates that. So
hates
so
it. She doesn't.
Cream, Big Dog.
No, I hear you. I feel you.
Who'd you pick? Who you got in the tournament, SEC?
I'm going to take Florida.
Florida
in the SEC tournament. I think they're the team to be. I was going to say Kentucky, and I wanted to take Kentucky. but I can't take Kentucky after Florida whooped them the way they did the other night. I'm going to take Florida. I think Florida's hit their stride.
Yeah, they're looking good.
And Auburn doesn't need it. Yeah, Auburn doesn't need it. I think I'm going to go with Florida.
Well, I want them to win, and I think, you know, maybe the not picking them is a little more motivation, because that team, it just keeps needing motivation. So maybe that'll help them out, but I think Kentucky's going to win it all, big dog.
You got Kentucky? So you got Kentucky beating Auburn. Got Kentucky beating Auburn in a semi. See,
and
Florida,
I
got Florida and Tennessee.
I don't want to talk about it no more.
Yeah. I got Florida and Tennessee in a semi.
I'm going to hang up and listen to what you have to say.
All right. Appreciate you. Now, look, you know, for the sake of the show, well, no, I mean, I want Alabama to beat Auburn on Friday. But I don't know if Alabama's getting out of tomorrow. But I think it would be better for us to have both Alabama and Auburn in the dance. I mean, I think there's no question it would be better to have Alabama and Auburn in the dance, especially since we're the Alabama affiliate. You know, personal rooting aside, Auburn's locked in. They're a 3 seed. They're pretty much locked in. They might could be a 2 seed, but they're a 3 seed. So for the, you know, if I wasn't biased, I would still say I think it would be good if Alabama beat Auburn and get in the tournament. Now you got Alabama and Auburn in the tournament. And then we'll find that out in the first 30 seconds of the selection show on Sunday, because they're doing it alphabetically. Grumpy is next. Grumpy, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. I wanted to clear up something. But first, Nick Saban. He's the first one that's really had a second staff, right? I mean, was there a coach before him that hired as many analysts and second staff members?
Oh yeah, the analyst thing has been around forever. Yeah. That's been around forever. I mean, there was always, you always had your on-field staff and then your off-field staff, and you'd have, used to be 9 coaches, it used to be 10, 12 coaches, then it went down to 9 coaches. Now it's 10 coaches that you can have on the field, but everybody always had 6, 7 guys that are staff guys that are analysts that are off the field. That's been around for a long time.
That's really my question. Is there a limit to how many people can be hired to contribute to the coaching at a university?
No, that's the dirty little secret about it is if you got enough money, you can have a billion analysts. You got analysts up the yin yang breaking film down for you and everything else. It started as a job for kind of GA guys. It started as the analyst, there is a cap on it. You're only allowed to pay an analyst $35,000. So what Alabama does is they take advantage of all of these guys that are getting paid by other schools. You know what I mean? They bring in Butch Jones, who doesn't need any money, right? He's making $3.5 million next year from, or whatever he's making. They bring a guy in and they pay him $35,000 as an analyst. Lane Kiffin got $35,000 from Alabama as an analyst when he first came in. And yet he was still making, you know, millions. Same thing, Steve Sarkisian was making millions from USC and $35,000 as an analyst.
So Butch Jones got one of those contracts that he can work another job and still gets his old pay, his buyout from
all they take off is what you make at the new job. So if he, say they owe him $3.5 million for this upcoming year or $4.5 million, it's $4.5 million minus the $35,000. You know what I mean? So it's one of those things. The job was really designed for young
playing field. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I follow you, man. But which do you think would level the playing field more between an Alabama and a, I don't know, South Alabama? Limiting the scholarships or limiting the coaching numbers? I think limiting the coaching numbers would actually level the field more than limiting the scholarships.
Well, you're not going to level a field between, you know, Alabama and South Alabama. I mean, there is no level playing field between, you know, those major conferences.
It does kind of get, I wouldn't say frustrating, but you just kind of roll your eyes when you hear Alabama hired yet another analyst and another analyst and another analyst. And you're just like, you know, it benefits the team. That's not why you're rolling your eyes. You're rolling your eyes because they just print their own cash over there and they can afford to do what so many other schools can't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, out of 65.
A BlackBerry winner is when the BlackBerries are in bloom. And that's why nobody knows what term is anymore, because nobody really pays attention to plants. Yeah. They just buy them at Kroger. Right. But, yeah, blackberries don't bloom until close to June. So if you get a freeze or close to a freeze in the end of the spring, that's the blackberry winter.
Well, why does that – doesn't that kill the blackberries?
No, the blackberries, I think it strengthens the stalk, to be honest with you. It could you won't get a deep freeze. I mean, it might get below freezing a little bit, but it won't be enough to – unless the wind's blowing more than 30 miles an hour or something. It just – the plant will retain enough. But it, I think it actually strengthens plant, especially blackberries, if you get a late freeze like that. But, all right, man, later.
Appreciate you. The question is teams that have these analyst coaches versus, you know, in their own class, you know, SEC against SEC or other, you know, the 65 teams that are the Power 5 conference teams. You know, Auburn just hired Missouri's special teams, former special teams coach to their support staff. Rutledge. All right, Jonathan Rutledge. They just hired Jonathan Rutledge to their staff, you know. They hired Bryce Giddens. Let me see, I got a list of them right here. To their, another guy to the support staff. I mean, these guys haven't, and just because you're Butch Jones doesn't really make you any better than some of these other guys that have been added. Barrett Trotter. Former Auburn quarterback Barrett Trotter was just added to the offensive analysts. Bryce Giddens, to former Arkansas State offensive lineman Bryce Giddens, added to the offensive staff. Craig Sanders went from being a grad ass, which is $5,000 or $10,000 a year, to being a defensive analyst, which is $35,000 a year. So, you know, I mean, you've got that going on everywhere. But Nick Saban does tend to draw some big names. And I think that's why, you know, people say, wait a minute, man, look at all these guys that he's got. Well, they do. They draw some of the biggest names. But that's, you know, that's kind of to the victor goes the spoils. I mean, once guys go there and start having success, then other guys are going to want to go there and have success. So, you know, they see that that's a place that you can go and you could do something and you can make some noise at. All right, some mock draft thoughts. Oh, by the way, from the text window, Charles in Decatur said, take your top five quarterbacks in a draft and your top five free agent quarterbacks and rank them together in one list in order of preference that you take them. I'm thinking of it from a Bills perspective. Look, you look at the top five quarterbacks in the draft, Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen, Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield, and do you want to go Lamar Jackson or do you want to go – what name, the kid from Oklahoma State?
Mason Rudolph.
Would you put in there? Would you go Mason Rudolph? I'd go Mason Rudolph. But Lamar Jackson's right there. You know what I mean? I'd say there's six. I'd say the top five quarterbacks in the draft are six, okay, including Mason Rudolph and Lamar Jackson and Baker Mayfield, the Joshes, Josh Allen and Josh Rosen, and Sam Darnold. Would you agree with that, T-Mac?
Go with that? Yeah, I'll go with that.
Okay, so in the free agency, forget about Drew Brees. He's a free agent technically, but he's going to be a Saint. They're going to take care of that.
Right.
And Jimmy Garoppolo, obviously, he's off the table because he's already signed. So, really, when you're talking about quarterback free agents, you're talking about the Vikings quarterbacks, right? Teddy Bridgewater and Sam Bradford and Case Keenum. And you're talking about Kirk Cousins, right? So, you know, where do those guys fit in with the top quarterbacks that are out there in the draft? I think that number two, to me, the top five free agent quarterbacks are Kirk Cousins, okay, number one, Case Keenum, number two, Kirk Cousins, number three. Now, you see what I'm saying? There's a huge drop-off. Because after you get done with, you know, Kirk Cousins and Case Keenum, then you're to Sam Bradford, Teddy Bridgewater, who? Guys like Josh McCown and Ryan Fitzpatrick and Chase Daniel and Derek Anderson, who? You know, who am I missing? Blaine Gabbert? Geno Smith? Brandon Whedon? Brock Osweiler? Mark Sanchez?
There you go. Sanchez is still out there, baby.
Sanchez. So, to me, I would take Kirk Cousins above anybody in the draft. So, I'd take Kirk Cousins over anyone in the draft. Period. End of story. Don't argue with me on this. I would take Kirk Cousins. After that, the question is Case Keenum. And Case Keenum, I mean, where would he fit in? I think there are questions about these guys. Is, you know, Sam Darnold, can he take care of the football? Is he just safe? What the hell does that mean? You take safe with the overall number one pick in a draft? Josh Rosen? Josh Allen? Josh Rosen, does he love football? Sam Darnold, does he take care of the football? And will he adjust his long windup like he's throwing, like he's a third baseman? Josh Allen, is he going to be able to make the jump from Wyoming, whereas Pete Prisco said he was playing with guys that who next year are going to be bartenders? And, you know, can he make that transition? Is he automatically Carson Wentz? I don't know that to be a fact. He was the most impressive quarterback at the combine in terms of the general consensus. So he's got the skill set, but the guy's like a 53% quarterback last year. I don't know. He's from Wyoming. Baker Mayfield, is he a punk or what? I mean, you know, this over-the-top cocky, what is he? Is he a winner? Is he a punk? I don't know. Mason Rudolph. You know, if you told me that the best quarterback of the group might end up being a guy that's picked in the second or third round, you know, Dak Prescott. Fourth rounder.
Now, Big Dog, I don't know how often, I'm talking about Mason Rudolph here, okay? I don't know how often growing up with your kids you watched the Disney Channel with them or caught a glimpse of what they were watching on the Disney Channel. Mm-hmm. But the Disney Channel had these movies called the Disney Channel Originals where, you know, they're not like The Lion King and stuff like that, but they were made just for the Disney Channel. And I'm telling you right now, if you've ever watched any of them, Mason Rudolph looks like a guy from those movies. He looks like he has to choose between playing in the county championship football game or volunteering at the animal shelter. And then ultimately down the road, he'll find a way to do both and come out as the hero. But that's what he looks like. And that's why I've never really gotten past that with Mason Rudolph. He looks like a cookie-cutter Disney guy that I've always thought was overrated.
That's because you're an Oklahoma fan. And he's the Oklahoma State quarterback. And when, I don't even know what the hell you're talking about. He looks like a guy from the Disney Channel.
I'm telling you, anybody,
what
anybody.
Is that got, I mean,
he looks like a pretender.
By the way, one of the shows that we're watching, my wife and I, actually, it's an old show. It's already been canceled. I found it on the Netflix, White Collar. It lasted like 3 or 4 years. It was pretty good. But it has the chick on there from Saved by the Bell. Remember the cute chick from Saved by the Bell that was Zach's girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she looks like she backed into an air hose, man. What was her name in Saved by the Bell? Zach's girlfriend.
Oh, I can't remember. I know what show you're talking about, though, White Collar.
That was pretty good.
I had some friends of mine that have seen it. You know something I didn't know until the show's Arky's wife, actually, Kelly, was a big fan of this when I was working with her back in the day. She talked about the show all the time. Something I didn't know about the main character, Matt Lauer, I think is his name.
Yeah.
He's gay.
Oh. Are you the good-looking guy?
Yeah, the main dude, the good-looking dude. He's gay.
Matt Bauer, right?
Something like that.
Is that his name?
I think it's Matt Lauer.
No, it's not Matt Lauer.
No, Matt Lauer's the news anchor, right?
I think you're right. I think it's Matt Bauer, maybe? Bomer. Matt Bomer.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's Matt Bomer. Yeah, good looking. He's such a good looking guy. He's now 40 years old. Is he gay? I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that. Oh, my wife, that'll kill her.
Yeah, I know. It kind of ruined
the player on the show.
I never even watched it, but it kind of ruined it for me. You know what I mean? Like, wow,
yeah.
It's a weird feel. I don't have anything wrong with it.
Bomer married publicist Simon Halls in 2011. Was it Simone?
I just
Simon?
Ruined the.
Is it Simon, like a dude, Simon? I thought it was like a girl, Simon. Simon Halls in 2011. The marriage only became public to the media in 2014. Boomer said his marriage to Halls is a very small event in New York City. Interview discussing his marriage. Boomer said, very cold and very small, just our closest dear with security, blah, blah, blah. He first publicly acknowledged that he is gay in 2012 and when he thanked Halls and their children. What? During an acceptance speech. Where Steve Chase and Manitari, also in 2012, Boomer's got inspiration. He's an LGBT rights activist. He's gay.
Yeah, I'm like you there. You know, it's hard to determine which whether it's the girl or boy, Simon. You know what I mean? I don't think I've ever had trouble figuring out if it was a boy or girl, Simon.
Neil Caffery in the show.
Mm-hmm.
That kills the show. I mean, I hate to say that. I'm not being ugly. But it kills the show because he's like a dude. He's like a player in the show, and now he's gay.
And that's another reason. And like I said, I don't have anything wrong against that. I'm kind of like you. I hate the sin, not the sinner.
Yeah.
But that's the reason I never really could buy into How I Met Your Mother with Neil Patrick Harris, because he's supposed to be the dude. You know, he's the dude in that movie. But I know he's gay, and when I watch it, it comes off as he's trying too hard to be straight.
I can't get over it because he's Doogie Howser to me. I see the guy, he's Doogie Howser. I just can't get past that part of it that he's Doogie Howser. The next thing you're going to do is you're going to tell me that Dr. Rhodes on Chicago Med is gay. Or that Severide on Chicago Fire is gay. They kill these shows for me, man.
Sorry. Well, I'll tell you this. I don't know if you've got the ACC tournament on in the studio right now. Well, you got to be kidding me with Boston College and NC State. Boston College had a big lead, and NC State came back to tie it up, and it's been back and forth since then. Boston College hit a big three to go up 83-80. NC State answered with another three, and then Boston College hit a three to go up 83-80. NC State just came down with about 50 seconds left and buried one to tie it right back up very next possession. Boston College just went down again and it hit a field goal, so it's 85-83. NC State's about to go to the line, or they just went to the line and hit two free throws. 30 seconds left, 85-85.
Oh, I got to change it. This is how sick I am. I put this on at noon. That's why it's on in the studio over here. I haven't really been looking over at it. The Yankees and the Mets are playing in spring training.
Oh,
it's the ninth inning. The Yankees are leading 11-4. Number 91 is pitching to number 73, and number 71 is playing shortstop for the Yankees, and I got the game on. I don't even have the ACC tournament. That's how stupid I am.
It's the best time of the year for the, you know, the
I know.
The
oh,
orange ball.
Gosh,
a
guy from the Mets just hit. No, he didn't. Yankees win. Yankees win 11-4. All right. By the way, would it bother you? There's another show that we watch that is the Brave. I watch all of those shows. SEAL Team, The Brave, you know, that stuff, the military shows. Well, the chick on that show is gay, or was gay, but she flipped back. What's the name of the girl that was Ellen DeGeneres' girlfriend? The little blonde. The heck was her name?
I thought they were married.
They were married at one point in time. She was with dudes, and then she went gay, and she went with Ellen DeGeneres, and then she flipped back to dudes.
What?
Yeah, but you see, like, if you find out that a girl is gay, it doesn't really stop you from watching the show, does it?
Oh, well, maybe not. I'm seeing that she's still married to Ellen.
No. Not if it's the one I'm thinking of.
And maybe what's a different name? One. This girl's name is Portia de Rossi.
Oh, no. Yeah, she's gay, too. She was on, Portia was on LA, or was on Law and Order. No, this is the chick that was before her that she was with.
Oh,
little
I
short blonde hair girl. She was in an Indiana Jones movie or something. Or she was in a movie with Harrison Ford, and I thought, oh, she's hot. And then my wife said, no, she's gay. And then she was gay for a while, and then she flipped back to guys. What the heck is her name? I'll tell you her name after the break.
Yeah, I don't think that's necessarily a turnoff.
Yeah. I'm just saying. All right, when we come back, a Porsche, too, I thought was beautiful. And it did, you know, the Ellen thing kind of shook me on her a little bit. All right, when we come back, we're so insensitive. It's just so wrong. We're so going to get fired over this. When we come back, if we're still here, Alan Carpenter will join us. We'll talk Braves baseball next on 730, 103.9 AM.
Sports Radio 730 and 103.9, The Ump.
Time is a precious resource. Each day, we look for ways to get things done in a more efficient manner. When it comes to your business, you not only need things done fast, but you need them done right. At Minuteman Press, Jonathan Dunwoody and his team pride themselves on making sure they deliver the best products and services for your company as quickly as possible. Whether you have printing or signage needs, solo direct mail pieces, banners, yard signs, even vehicle lettering and graphics, Minuteman Press handles all types of signage and printing, and since 2008 has helped thousands of businesses in North Alabama grow with their printing needs. Stop in and see Jonathan and his team at Minuteman Press. Minuteman Press, 2250 Sparkman Drive, right off North Parkway next to the Super Walmart. At Minuteman Press, we're not just putting ink on paper, we're building relationships.
Here's what you'll hear tonight on The Ump.
It's the college basketball Patriot League championship game between Colgate and Bucknell. Coverage will start at 6:15 p.m. all right here on The Ump.
Are you tired of the gym and exercise gimmick infomercials? Why not get in shape at home with Fitness Club quality equipment? At Huntsville Fitness Equipment, you'll find the latest fitness technology, including the Precor's new line of ellipticals, treadmills, and bikes. Personalized workouts, presets, and exercise profiles. It's like having your own personalized trainer at home. They're your preferred retail business dealer with residential and commercial delivery and setup. With 0% financing available, check out fitnesszone.com or visit them at 7540 Memorial Parkway in the Rosie's Plaza. Huntsville Fitness Equipment. We're serious about fitness.
Did you know you can spray Linex on just about anything that needs protection?
More than just like bed liners?
You got it. How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van liner, work truck, or motorcycle?
I never thought of that. You can spray something like this?
Virtually anything you can think of.
I thought you were just the best bed liner around. I had no idea.
Think outside the bed liner and Linex it. Call 256-721-1331 or stop by and see me, Susie, at Linex of Huntsville on Research Park Boulevard.
305 8th Street invites you to the 5th Annual Love Grows Here Recognition Dinner, Thursday, March 15th at 5:30 p.m. featuring Derek and Julie Tennant from The Love Chromosome. Ticket sales and information at 305 8th street.org. The 5th Annual Love Grows Here Recognition Dinner, Thursday, March 15th, 5:30 p.m. at the Jackson Center, 6001 Moquin Drive in Huntsville. We'll see you there.
I'm a college student and could use advice about my student loan.
I had to leave school, but I still have student loans to pay back.
I graduated and got the help I needed to pay back my loan in full.
We're the NFCC, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, with member offices nationwide that provide comprehensive financial reviews and student loan counseling. Call 877-406-6322 or visit us online at studentloanhelp.org.
Premature birth is the number one killer of babies. Those who survive often face birth defects and complications that affect them for life. A healthy birth is the dream of every parent. But for hundreds of thousands of families with a baby born too soon, the reality is their baby's first home is the newborn intensive care unit. It's the hardest thing they will ever have to face. And it's even harder on the baby. This is a crisis that knows no boundaries. 15 million babies are born prematurely worldwide. Nearly 1 million will die before their first birthday. Do something today. Help the March of Dimes provide education and support to families and fund life-saving research to give every baby a fighting chance. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Talia. As the mother of two young children, I know that the March of Dimes helps all babies get a good start. That's why I'm proud to support the March for Babies. I hope you come and walk with me. Let's support the research and programs that help our babies. Please join me. Sign up at marchforbabies.org.
Breezy and very cool today. The sky partially sunny, the high at 50. A cold night tonight, clear with a freeze likely early tomorrow morning, the average low around 30. Then for tomorrow and Friday, the sky sunny both days, the high tomorrow 48. Not as cold on Friday, the high at 59. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
Are you ready, Alabama? It's time to enter the doghouse.
And Hayes is who it was, by the way, just to clean that up. She was straight, then she went gay for a little while, about 4 years with Ellen, and then she went back straight. She married some dude, James Tupper, who I think they may have just gotten divorced. But now you know, okay? So I felt like it was important that we let you know that. Alan Carpenter joins us from TomahawkTake.com, where he obviously covers the Atlanta Braves. Carp, welcome back, man. How are you?
Doing real well. Glad to hear that your programming priorities are all in order since you're watching that Yankees-Mets game.
Yeah, and it's over, and now it's locked up. You know, this whole cut the cord crap is crap. I had it on the MLB thing app on my phone, right? I cast it over to the studio TV, so I throw it up there with the Google Cast on that, and now it's not casting anymore, but yet the MLB thing has kind of grabbed my screen, and it's holding it. I'm trying to cast the ESPN up there for the basketball game, and it's telling me it wants me to put in some four-number pin, which I can't see because the stupid thing is on there. I don't know. You know, this, I'm not ready for this. I don't think they're ready for this, this whole cut-the-cord crap.
I think you're probably right. There's just too many systems that haven't been melded into something that's nice and cohesive and working with each other yet.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I think there's a little bit to do yet on this whole thing. All right, what's going on in camp, man? I mean, this Kuna kid is—he's going north, right? I mean, he's got to be starting on day one, isn't he?
You would think so, but probably not until maybe mid-April. And the reason for that has to do with the Braves
money.
Trying to make sure that they eke out one more contract year out of him. In the process of saving of doing without him for a couple of weeks, they're going to gain an extra year of control. And that's very likely what they're going to try and do with Ronald Cunha Jr. But I'll tell you, since he got off to a fairly slow start, he's been just raking a home run or two and just hitting the lights out in the last few days. So, yeah, he's showing everybody exactly what they were hoping to see, that he is major league ready, and it's just a matter of when now, probably mid-April.
This is the same thing that the Cubs did with Chris Bryant. It's really not right. I mean, if the guy's ready to go, he's ready to go. And really to keep a guy down in the minors for 2 weeks or so that they can, get another year out of him. I got to believe that that's something that's going to be addressed in the next collective bargaining agreement.
You might think so, but I tell you, they've been doing this for more than two decades now. That it's been in the agreement to do this, and it hasn't happened with too many players, but it does happen on occasion to some high profile ones. And it's exactly because they're trying to not game the system. I mean, this is the system. This is what has been collectively bargained. And as I say, it's been in place for quite a while now. I want to even say since about 1980s or 70s, but I would like to see him up there because I think that gives the Braves the best chance to win to have Acuna there. But at the same time, they're effectively saying 2018 may not be quite our year yet, but we want to make sure he's ready for 2019 and beyond and as long as possible thereafter. So that's what they're trying to do. It's just a matter of the language that in the agreement that says if you don't have three full years of service, then you get an extra one before the arbitration period starts. Although he'll probably end up being a super two, which means he gets 4 years anyway. So it's a matter of just the Braves hanging on to him until I think 2023 or four.
The Braves have split their first dozen games, and nobody, everybody talks about it really doesn't matter, in terms of winning and losing in spring training, and I get all of that. But for a team like the Braves that's going to be very young and a team that's coming off of a horrific year last year, do you think maybe it is a little bit important to win some games to kind of feel what that feels like to get to 4 o'clock each afternoon and have won a game and kind of learn how to win?
That was something Bobby Cox seemed to emphasize a little bit when he was in charge. And the last few years, the Braves have kind of gotten away from that. Now, of course, there were years where they weren't really expecting to win too much, but they had losing records in spring. In fact, fairly bad records in spring for quite a while there. So the fact that they're 6-6-1 right now is not a bad thing at all. And I do think that it is getting a little extra step, a little extra confidence going on. And that seems to be the vibe going on from that I'm hearing from the beat writers and those covering the Braves directly, is that this team feels like they're doing something and may be able to actually do a little bit better than has been predicted. So, yeah, I like the idea that they're winning some games. There's another reason for that, too, though, I'll tell you. The first few games, they had some guys that were candidates for the bullpen that were just lighting up the scoreboard in the wrong way. Five of the pitchers that were throwing in late innings and ball games were responsible for giving up about half of the runs that the opponents had been scoring. Two or three of those guys are now gone, and the others have been getting limited innings since then. So the opposition is not scoring as much, and they're winning games as a direct result. That tells you a couple of things. Number one is that the front end of these games, those featuring the major leaguers, the team is doing very well. Second thing is the bullpen pieces that count, those also pitching in the early part of games, are doing very well. And those both bode well for the future.
I only saw Scott Kazmir in the game against the Yankees that he said he looked pretty good. I mean, you know, he didn't suck. I mean, people forget how good he was for Tampa Bay just a couple of years ago. And what do you think the future holds for him?
Well, the fact that they've got him at such a contract and he's got enough service time to be able to essentially dictate where he goes, he's almost got to make the 25-man roster, barring injury. The Braves just can't do anything else with him. They can't send him to the minors without his permission. And he's just making so much that he's going to be there pretty much. They got to pay him one way or another. The only other option would be to release him and hand him a very big check. I don't think they really want to do that. But at the same time, I think he's going to end up being the long guy in the bullpen because there are such good options right now in the rotation. Right now they're going to start the year with Teoran Fulte, Brandon McCarthy and Sean Newcomb probably as the starting four, and then add Luis Gohara. They're bringing him along slowly because of the earlier groin injury. By close to mid-April when they first need a fifth starter. So those are going to be your starting five. That'll put Kazmir probably in the bullpen, but I do think he's going to go north with them once they break camp.
Yeah, and Julio Teheran and Mike Foltynewicz have both looked pretty good so far. I mean, neither one of them has given up a run in their early work.
And, in fact, Fulte has looked pretty good because he simplified his delivery, making it more repeatable. He's not striking out as many, if I recall correctly, so far. But at the same time, he is definitely not walking as many. And all indications are is that he's improving himself. Same thing with Sean Newcomb. He is pounding the strike zone pretty well, and that's a great thing to see because he has occasionally run into stretches where he'd sort of lose sync and lose confidence, faulty too, as far as that goes, and they would end up walking two or three guys in a row or giving up a lot of hits in a row. Neither one is doing that right now, and that's really good to see. So good things out of the rotation.
Yeah. What do they expect to get out of Ryan Schmidt? Introduce us to this kid and what they can get out of this Tampa Bay right there baseman.
I'm curious how they're going to use him. My first guess was that they were perhaps planning on platooning him with Johan Camargo at third base. Ryan Schmidt is a second base, third base kind of option. I don't think he's going to see much at second base, especially with Ozzie Albies there, although he could be able to be used to spell him. But they've got a lot of guys that can move around the infield and a whole bunch of different places. But Schimpf is there as a power bat. Now, the question is whether he's actually going to make the team, because right now the bench bat guy or bench guys are looking like Charlie Culberson, Danny Santana, and Preston Tucker to go along with the extra catcher. So the whether he makes the team at all is a little bit up in the air, but I could certainly see a lefty-righty kind of platoon thing. Camargo is a switch hitter, so he could go both sides, but he has better power from the side opposite of Schimpf. Mm-hmm. And Schimpf, they want him as a left-handed bat off the bench at least late in games. He's kind of an all-or-nothing guy. In fact, he kind of makes Adam Dunn look like an all-around hitter. But yeah. At the same time, you don't have as much power as you have had in times past, and Schimpf is the only guy who's capable of doing 30-plus homers if he played every day. But I don't think it's going to be the case.
Well, 30. I mean, after Freddie, who's going to hit 25 home runs right now for this team? Who is the most likely candidate to hit 25 home runs after Freddie?
I don't think there is one. If you drop that down to 20, then I might be able to get you Acuna, maybe Johan Camargo if he really develops
six, 500
the power
bats,
that
yeah.
he was working on.
Right.
But that's about it. I mean, there really isn't a lot of options to get a lot of home runs. And that's, I think, why they get brought in Schimpf. But at the same time, if he doesn't make the team, then they'll have to stash him in the minors to hang on to him for a little bit. They've got a minor league option, so they could do that.
3 weeks till opening day, man. I mean, it feels like it's just coming like a train now.
I like it. This team is coming together. It's staying healthy. It's starting to win some. And all aspects, bullpen, rotation, and hitting are coming around. So, yeah, I'm actually a little more optimistic this week.
Yeah. All right, man. Appreciate you as always. We'll talk next week.
All right. Thanks so much. Good day.
Alan Carpenter talking a little bit of country hardball Brave style there. All right, let's grab a break. We'll come back, wrap this hour up. It's the Tom Abraham Show, 730, 1039 AM.
730 and 1039, The Ump. More sports.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. With Tuesday's tag day in the rearview mirror, the Kirk Cousins sweepstakes is finally underway, and he kicked it off with a throwback Tuesday pick of himself as a high schooler and the caption, "Next week is now officially the first time since 2007 that I'll be choosing where to play football. I'm open to suggestions. Hashtag free agency." Now, one of his former teammates looked at that with some interest. D'Angelo Hall told ESPN, quote, "We kind of felt like the commitment wasn't there from Kirk," end quote. Uh-oh! On the surface, that is red hot lava questioning a former teammate's commitment. "I'm fans of both these guys, but I'm gonna have to side with Kirk Cousins here. The team was not committed to him and not the other way around. If Bruce Allen had hit D'Angelo with DeAndre or DeAnthony or Dennis, I'm sure he'd feel the same way Kirk Cousins does now." I'm Jim Rome.
Everyone loves NCAA March Madness. You know why? Because it's also time for Werner Ladder Madness. That's right. During Ladder Madness, you can find great deals on Werner ladders. Whether you're looking for a new lightweight multi-purpose ladder, work platform, or the podium used to cut down the nets, if you need a ladder, now is the time. March is Ladder Madness. So get your Werner now. Go to GetWerner.com to find the best Werner products for you. That's GetWerner.com. March is Ladder Madness.
This tax season, AutoZone has everything your car needs. Did you know that with the Loan a Tool program at AutoZone, you can borrow a specialty tool with no purchase necessary? Choose from over 100 tools to help you get the job done right, no matter how big or small. And right now, save when you buy one Chevron Techron fuel system cleaner and get the second one free. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T prepaid is a great prepaid choice, according to Julius and Deb.
When you switch to AT&T prepaid,
you get two ZTE Maven 3 smartphones for free.
And two lines for $75 a month.
Hey, I was going to say that.
Beat you to it.
AT&T prepaid has no annual contract.
No activation fee.
And AT&T's reliable network.
No hidden fees.
No credit check.
No compromises.
AT&T prepaid has plans for people who like great prices.
Plans for people who like great deals.
Flexibility.
Reliability.
Customers named Deb.
Customers named Julius.
Customers in Springfield.
Customers not in Springfield.
The list is long.
Really long.
Thanks, Julius. Thanks, Deb.
You're welcome, announcer guy. Hey, I was saying that.
No matter your reason, switch to AT&T prepaid and get two free ZTE Maven 3 smartphones and two lines on AT&T's reliable network.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Two for $75 per month requires two new lines of service on a $45 monthly plan each under a multi-line account. Account owner on autopay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
Had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at the Home Depot.
305 8th Street invites you to the 5th annual Love Grows Here Recognition Dinner, Thursday, March 15th at 5:30 p.m. featuring Derek and Julie Tennant from the Love Chromosome. Ticket sales and information at 305 8th street.org. The 5th annual Love Grows Here Recognition Dinner, Thursday, March 15th, 5:30 p.m. at the Jackson Center, 6001 Moquin Drive in Huntsville. We'll see you there.
Those serving in our military, they're the difference makers. Separated from family, enduring hardships far from home, sacrificing for their country while serving in a different country. Well, for those of us who support our armed forces through the USO, we get to make a difference too. Through the USO, we get to be the force that delivers the phone call between spouse and deployed service member. The force that brings newborn and new parent together through a delivery room video chat. And the force that makes sure our military serving 7,000 miles away gets to watch the big game from a USO center. We get to be the force behind the forces, connecting them to every comfort of family, home, and country possible. It's a good feeling to make a difference. Visit uso.org/force to learn how you can be the force behind the forces.
Weather sponsored by Kubota. Ever wonder what's behind those orange tractors? Kubota offers efficient engineering from ag to construction, from zero-turn mowers to RTVs. Find a dealer at gokubota.com.
Breezy and very cool today. The sky partially sunny, the high at 50. A cold night tonight, clear with a freeze likely early tomorrow morning. The average low around 30. Then for tomorrow and Friday, the sky sunny both days. The high tomorrow 48. Not as cold on Friday, the high at 59. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
Now back to the big dog. Bark, bark.
Of course, Kenny Trill calling the show with the Cremo take. Fired up McKringleberry. I can't even read his text. I mean, that's how rude his text is. I can't even read his text. From Garrett, I absolutely understand what T-Mac is talking about. It's a millennial thing. The hell were you talking about?
Oh, I think he might be talking about the Mason Rudolph Disney deal.
Oh, I didn't even know what you're talking about.
I'm pretty sure that's what Garrett's talking about.
Buggy, you're a good man, Tom. Go Yankees. Buggy likes it. I had baseball on in the studio.
Boo.
It's a good job by him.
I'm not booing him. I'm booing you for having that on instead of watching a good game.
And Grumpy says, the answer to your prickly beard with your wife is easy. You love sports, so mix the two. Just wear a catcher's mask. Why do I even have a text number? If we get to this time of year, right? And you'd still think we got a March Madness coming up. We got the SEC tournament starting today. We've got pro days. We got combine. We got draft. And I got texts about Cremo wearing a catcher's gear when I'm doing a horizontal bop with the Junkyard Babe. I got texts that I can't read. and about T-Mac being a millennial. That's what I got. Wait, oh, I can hardly wait to look at the Twitter. William says, glad to see someone has their priorities right. Hashtag baseball. Thank you. Here, let me throw some love on that. And people are reacting to the picture of Butch Jones that I put up on the text window. Go there and see it. Butch Jones wearing his Alabama gear. It's just so... It's too soon, Nick. Too soon. Okay, too soon. Stop it. All right, we'll return. And when we do, Bo Estes is in from NBA TV, NBA.com.
They are WUMP 730 and 1039. The UMP.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
A rough running engine could be suffering from buildup of fuel and oil deposits, but O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Clean out engine buildup and improve fuel economy with Seafoam Motor Treatment. On sale for $7.99 each at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
Come to the Humidor Pipe Shop this Friday, noon to 5, as they welcome a huge sale from Alec Bradley Cigars. This will be your big chance to fill up those humidors, because all boxes, and that's everything the humidor carries of Alec Bradley Cigars, will be 30% off a box. Come join the Alec Bradley Road Warrior Chris Carey and get some great deals. They'll be fun, too. The Alec Bradley Cigar Event, this Friday, noon to 5, at the Humidor Pipe Shop, Memorial Parkway, Southwest.
For a child battling a critical illness, a wish come true can be a turning point. Make-A-Wish needs your support to grant the wish of every eligible child. Learn more and help grant more life-changing wishes at wish.org.
As a parent, it's what you do.
You protect your children.
You teach them how to brush their teeth.
How to wash their hands.
To look both ways when crossing the street.
You take them to the doctor when they're sick.
And you vaccinate them.
And you vaccinate them.
And you vaccinate them.
I didn't know there was a vaccine for meningococcal meningitis, and my daughter died.
And my daughter died.
And my daughter died.
There wasn't a vaccine to protect against strain B meningococcal disease when my daughter died.
When my daughter died.
When my daughter died.
But now there is.
Just get the facts and vaccinate. It's the right thing to do.
Please visit nmaus.org.
A public service message from the National Meningitis Association. Our website, nmaus.org, has details about the two vaccines that protect preteens and teens. That's www.nmaus.org.
I'm a college student and could use advice about my student loan.
I had to leave school, but I still have student loans to pay back.
I graduated and got the help I needed to pay back my loan in full.
We're the NFCC, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, with member offices nationwide that provide comprehensive financial reviews and student loan counseling. Call 877-406-6322 or visit us online at studentloanhelp.org.
Hi, I'm Talia. As the mother of two young children, I know that the March of Dimes helps all babies get a good start. That's why I'm proud to support the March for Babies. I hope you come and walk with me. Let's support the research and programs that help our babies. Please join me. Sign up at marchforbabies.org.
I'm Jeremy Schapp. I have Crohn's disease. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America's Take Steps Walk program is dedicated to raising funds and awareness to combat Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. To find a walk site near you, visit www.cctakesteps.org.
If you're looking for adventure, serving as a volunteer on the Mercy Ship in Africa is an adventure like no other. You'll be serving on the largest non-governmental hospital ship in the world, providing free care to some of the world's poorest people. Whether you're performing a surgery, cleaning the deck, or transporting a patient to a Hope Center to recover, every day you'll be making a difference in the lives of struggling people. Hard work? Definitely. Long hours? Oh yeah. In fact, you'll be pushed to your limits. Your heart will break with compassion for those you're serving. But every single day will be tremendously fulfilling. And in volunteering aboard the Mercy Ship, you will be transformed. Join our community of faith, serving as a volunteer with those whom Jesus called the least of these.
WUMP Madison, W28OBA Madison Huntsville, a Cumulus station. Sports Radio 730 and 103.9. The